April 6th, 2006. June. Better winter.
First of all, I would like to offer my Dhanavad Pranams thousands of times in the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru, Om Vishnupad Shishma Shilabhati, Raghav Kishodas Babaji Maharaj, and Gauravinda Swami Maharaj. And my Saint Bhagavad Pranam, my Shiksha Guru and Sanat Guru, Om Vishnupad Shishma Shilabhati, Vedanta Dhanani Goswami Maharaj. I'm very surprised that Vedanta has ordered him to speak something on Ram Nalan. So it's a very long epic. So where to start? So,
you know that from Chandra Mara, there was a king. In brief, at least 15 minutes
to 20 minutes. So, when Ramachandra and Lakshman Bharat Sachugna were grown up, even 16 years old, they were training themselves at martial weaponry. And Vishwamitra came one day and he looked at them and saw their skills. So he was very attracted because he thought, unless somebody very powerful comes and stop the mischiefs of the Rakshasas in the forest, then it will never be possible to do for the rishis who live in the forest to do any sacrifices. So immediately when he saw the powerful skills and grace and wonderful attitudes of Ram and his brothers, immediately he went to see Dasharatha Maharaj in the palace. And he requested Dasharatha Maharaj, please, I need help for this. I need some help from your sons because something is in the forest is going on and I need to stop this thing. So he asked Dasharatha if he could please give his sons to him for some time and then he will return the sons. So Dasharatha became very bewildered because he was so attached to Ram and his brothers. So he couldn't give an answer, he needed. And actually the news, the request broke his heart because he never thought that in such a young age his sons would be requested to go to the forest or especially to attack big demons. So, he didn't know what to do, But then when he approached Vishishka's guru and requested from him what to do, so Vishishka Rishi, he knew about Vishwamitra. So he asked Dasharatha Maharaj, yes, you can give your sons and it will be beneficial for them because they will be trained up also by Vishwamitra. He's very qualified Rishi and he can learn so many things about fighting and protection. So they will be benefited. So Dasharatha never asked his wife whether should I do or not. He just gave his sons after the request of Vashishtha. And then they left for the forest. And the whole episode started by going into the forest. First, they were asked to protect one jagya. First, they killed a demon, Tara, very powerful demoness. Huh? Then they went to one sacrifice which was going on and they tried to protect that sacrifice and Subahu and Marichi. So to show his power, Ramachandra, he threw an arrow to Subahu and that person was thrown towards South India. And that was Marichi. And Subahu was killed. Then one thing about Ramachandra, he was Ekapatni and Ekapatban. He had made one vow that he would only marry one lady, one woman. So during his whole life he kept that promise. And he was also Ekapatni. Means he would kill his enemies with one arrow only. So one time when Sita was kidnapped, then he was looking for her everywhere and he was traveling throughout India. Then he came to a place where Sugriva and Hanuman could see him from a distance. And Sugriva was looking for an alliance with somebody who would be powerful enough to reconquer the kingdom that he had just lost from his brother, Bali. And he has taken shelter from a place which Bali couldn't go, but otherwise would have been killed by him. So from that place he saw that two persons, Lakshman and Ram, were walking in a valley. And he was wondering whether they were sent by Bali to attack him, or they could be possibly an alliance for him to conquer his kingdom. So he sent Hanuman there. And Hanuman took these guys and took a shape of a brahmachari, young brahmachari. Then he went and he met the Lord Ram, and very nicely, that was the first time where Hanuman met Ram. And he spoke to Ram in such a very beautiful way, very poetic, very learned, that Ram, he couldn't do else to glorify him. He was glorifying Hanuman, which was in the disguise of Ramachandra. And Hanuman was trying to find out what was the intentions of Ram. So, after some times, Ram started to glorify Hanuman. And Hanuman said, he told the story of his father, of Supi. And he said he's looking for some aliens, so would you be pleased to meet him and see if it's possible to help him, and he will also help you to find Sita. So they went to that mountain where Supi was taken shelter, and they went there. And they spoke for some time, and Suliva finally said, if you help me to conquer my kingdom, then I will be able to help you to find Sita again. So Ram said, okay, it's very nice, I'd like to do that. And they decided that they would do that. But Suliva had doubts. He said, because Bali was very powerful, he said, are you able or powerful enough to conquer my brother? Because he's so strong that he has defeated me so much that I'm very afraid of another encounter with him. So would you please show some of your skill, and then I will be satisfied. And Ram immediately took one arrow, and he threw that arrow across through 7 palm trees who were lined up. And the arrow went through the 7 palm trees and transpersed them, and then went into the ground. And from under the ground he came back into his quiver. So, like this, Suliva was very, very astonished. He said, okay, I think we should make an alliance. And Ram was very pleased that he also get some help from him. So, in that way, they made an alliance. So what's happening then is that Ram made a device in order to get Bali to come out from the kingdom and fight with Sugriva. So he told Sugriva, you go in front of the gates of the palace and you call Bali. And then you fight. And he, from the hiding place, I will shoot an arrow and I will kill him. And this way you will be rid of him. So Sugriva said, yes, okay, no problem. So he went there and he called for Bali to come out. And after some time, Bali was enjoying inside the palace with his screens and so much happenings. And he was very happy that he was a king of a kingdom. So when he heard the cries, calls of Suriva, he came out and he said, what do you want? Oh, Suriva said, I want to fight with you. I want my kingdom back. He said, no problem, we can have a fight. So they start to fight together, and Suriva was thinking of Ram all the time. Is he going to come and tell him? So they were fighting and fighting, and nothing was happening. So after some time, Bali being so strong, he took advantage of his strong strength, and he started to beat up Suriva. And Suriva was lamenting, what is Ram doing? Ram is not killing him. But nothing was coming. And he was being defeated and defeated and beaten and more beaten. So at the end, he just ran away for his life. And Bali told him, don't come back anymore, otherwise I'll kill you. So Bali came back and he rejoiced his victory. And then Suriva went to Ram and he lamented, he said, why did you not kill him? And Ram said, when you were fighting together, I couldn't recognize who was who. So if I would have thrown an arrow, maybe I would have killed you. So that's why I didn't do anything. But next time now, you can again go and fight with him. But you will have to wear something around your neck, some cloth that will distinguish you from him. And then it will be okay. So Sugriva came back in front of the gate and called again. And Bali was crying, so proud of his victory. So when he heard the voice of Sugriva, he said, oh, what's happening? He has not understood the lesson. Now I will kill him definitely. But actually his wife, she told him, oh, very, be very careful. Now he's coming again. There must be a trick behind it. Because why he should come again a second time after being defeated? So you should not go. But Ali was intoxicated by his power and some alcohol. So he said, no problem. This time he will never come again. And he came out and he fought again with him. But at that time, Ram from behind, he could distinguish the two. So he threw an arrow and he killed that. So that's how Sugriva got his kingdom back. So Bali complained to Ram, why did you do that? You're not following any religious principle. But Ram, he gave the reason. He said, oh, you have done so many bad things also. So I'm not killing you, I'm punishing you from your action, your culture. So you don't want to. So Sugriva, I don't know exactly the details. Sugriva, he came and enjoyed the kingdom for some time. It was the Chaturmasya of rainy season. So he said, after that time, I will come and I will help you to get Sita back by searching her all over the India and the world. So they did this. It took some time to convince Sugriva to do it because he was also absorbed in enjoying his kingdom. Right? But then Lakshman came and convinced Sugriva to come out and meet it. And they went to the four directions of India, and Hanuman was sent to South India. And there was an episode on how Hanuman and the monkeys of army of monkeys would go to Lanka, because it was such a distance between the two continents that nobody could jump there. So they were trying to find somebody who was powerful enough to jump across. And they asked many monkeys, can you do this? And one monkey said, I cannot do it. I can jump half of the way, but then it will be not enough for me. And another said, I can jump, but I will be so tired that I cannot jump back. And then they said, who can do it? Then they remember Hanuman. Hanuman, he couldn't, never he knew he was so strong. He had some curse that he couldn't evaluate his own strength. So they went to see him, ask him if he could do it. And he said, yes, I can do it. Then he did it, he jumped, and when he arrived in Lanka, he met the demigods of Lanka. And that demigods, that Ishtade Lanka came to him and said, hey monkey, what are you coming here for? And Hanuman looked at them and shed the face. And she fell down. And then she stood up again and she looked at Hanuman and she said, you can enter. Because I was told that whenever a monkey would arrive in Lanka and punch me in the face, Lanka will be finished. So my business here is finished. So you can go and do your
very good. He can speak 5-6 hours. In the dynasty of Sun and the Rahu, Maharaj Dasarath became a very powerful king. In his young age, he married so many queens, but in then two were prominent, Kausalya, Sumitra. But he had no son, no daughter, nothing. Then Maharaj Dasarath, in his young age, once upon a time, went to hunting, and it became night. So his friend was Kaikeyi, the king of Kaikeyi Pradesh in India. And he went in the night there. That king was, Kaikeyi was friend of Maharaj Dasarath. He became very happy. And he gave him place of host and prasadam, everything. And he told his young daughter, very beautiful and qualified, Kaikeyi, that you should look after the king. He is my bosom friend. She married so beautifully and so sweetly that Maharaj Dasarath was very much pleased. In the morning, when he went to Maharaj Kaikeyi, his friend, to take his permission to go to Ayodhya, Maharaj Dasarath told, "Your daughter is very much qualified. So I want that you should give your girl, I will marry." But he denied, "I cannot give you." "Why? You have so many kings, queens. I have promised that I will give my daughter to anyone who is very qualified, powerful. And after him, the son coming from her own home will be king." Maharaj began to laugh. Maharaj Dasarath, "I have so many queens, about 360, but I have no son. And fortunately, if son comes, automatically he will be the king, no harm." And then marriage was done. After long time, Maharaj Dasarath was called by demigods to fight with demons. Kaikeyi was charioteer, very expert in riding chariots. So he was fighting with them, and then anyhow his chariot dhuri was cut down, and then very excessively he took his chariot on her hand, one side, and thus he won. But due to Kaikeyi, then Maharaj told, "I am very much happy. You should have a broom with me, broom for me." She told, "I want to give two boons. Oh, I am very happy. This is all. When time will come, I will see. At that time, I will see." So after that, by the advice of Vasishtha, Putreshti Yajna was done, and four queens gave four sons: Kaushalya, Ram; Kaikeyi, Bharat; Sumitra. Gradually they were admitted in the school of Vasishtha, and after that they went to Siddhasam, as he told, and he killed Taraka, Subahu and others. And then, in the way he went to Janakpuri, and there was a bow of Shankar. Maharaj Janak has promised, "I will give my this daughter to marry. Anyone will take it and he will... But anyone can, even Raman can, Parashur and all others, Devi gods also, Shiva, because Sita was very beautiful and qualified. But Ram took very easily and he wanted to, but it was broken down. Then Parashuram came and so many histories. After that they went to, they returned to Ayodhya. Four sons of Maharaj Dasarath were married with the four daughters of Maharaj Janak and his brother. After some time Maharaj Dasarath knew that Ram is very qualified. He should be Rajkumar. After me, he should be king and he should manage everything. At that time, Bharat was on his maternal uncle house and in town Vasishtha and all rishis, maharshis and Ayodhyapuri subjects, all they wanted that Ram should be king. So the date was declared tomorrow, Ram Navami. And in the time, Kaikeyi, which wanted Ram more than her, she used to love Ram more. But due to the advice of his maid servant, Manthara, she took two boons, that Ram should go away for 14 years in forest, and Bhakti should be the king. Then Ramchandra knew and at once he took Brahmachari Vesh, Lakshmana and Sita followed with him and he went to the forest. First he went to Chitrakoot and in the meantime Bharat returned from his maternal uncle and he saw that none is coming to welcome him. What is the matter? And then he went to his mother house, the king will be there. But he saw that father was not there. Father was gone. So when he saw the face of mother, white only, no rangin sari or anything, no ornaments. Then where is father? He told me he has gone. Where is Ram? Oh, he has gone to forest. Where is Bharat Sita? They have also gone. Oh, why? Because I have taken two bones. That Bhakt should be king and Ram should go to for 14 years. I, for you, but Bhakt became very angry. And he promised that you are not my mother. From today, no relation of mother. I would have killed you if Ram was not happy. But Ram, I know Ram will be angry. That is why I am not. And he wanted to also kill Manthara, but Bharat Satrughna. But Bharat told that don't do so. And then he promised that I will not take the kingdom. I will not be king. I must go with all my priests, counselors, and Ayodhyapurvasi. And I will give this kingdom again to Ram. And thus he went to Chitrakoot. When he went, Maharaj Maharshi Vasishtha was there. All the counselors are from Maharaj Dasarath were there. Rishis Bhasis were there. Bhat went to Kausalya and told, Mother, Ram cannot disobey. So I am in right path. Then you must tell him and order him to return back to Ajodhya and take his kingdom. So how can I tell this? Ram is Marjada, Purush. He cannot deviate from his what he had promised. But you are also mother. Oh, mother. But Kaikeyi is also your mother. So, then he went to Vasishtha. Oh, Gurudev, Ram, my brother Ram cannot disobey you. You should order him to return back to Ajodhya and take the kingdom. But he also refused. How can I say? He is Marjada Purushottam. What he has promised, he will do. And he is obeying his father words and mother words. How can I tell not to follow and to come to Ajodhya? Then he went to the mother of Sita. Maharaj Janak also was there. So next day, a council was there, meeting all the Rishi Mahasi in one side, Ajodhya Purvasi one side, Ram one side, Bhart one side, and then Vasishtha told, we are all moved by this serious condition of Ajodhya, especially seeing towards Bharat and Ram. What should we do? We cannot think. So please, you should solve this situation. Because you are now guardian of both families, your family also and here Ajodhya also. And then he prayed to Bhagwan Shankar, his guru. And then he told that, what he will inspire me, I will tell you. Will you follow me, what I will tell? And he looked towards Ram. Ram told him, what you will tell, surely I will follow. And then towards Bharat, he told him, yes, I will also obey your orders. Then he told, the love and affection of Bharat is more greater than Ram Marjada. Dharma Varnasam Dharma. But Prem has also some its own rule and regulation. Annabhilashita Sunyam Jnana Karma Adhyanadutam Anukullena Krishna Nusilanam Bhakti Uttama. Janak told that a lover wants to fulfill all the desire of his yesterday, beloved. Until now you are one-sided. That Ram will come, then I will be happy, all will be happy. But whether Ram will be happy or not, has you fall? And at once Bhart was shed. He gave his head on the Lord's feet of Maharaj Janak and told that you are good. Who have opened my eyes. Up till now I was thinking of mine and others, but not about Ram. Whether he will be happy or not. Anukullena Krishna Anusilana. Anukullena here Ram Anusilana. Krishna is here Ram. Keshava Bhita Dasabdha Rupa. Jai Jai. So, Krishna has come in the form of Ram, though in Maryada. Bhakt Prem is like an endless ocean, and Ram is like Himalaya in Pradarshan Dharma, Maryada Purushottam. He can sing, but not he can. So you should go and ask how Ram is pleased. What he wants, how he will be happy. Then Bharata at once goes. Oh, now my Guru Janak Dev has opened my eyes. What he wants really? Tell for this servant. Then Ram told, your love and affection is highest than my dharma. So you, I am defeated, you are winner. I am accepting the kingdom of Ayodhya. Now this kingdom is mine, I have taken. But I want that for me, you should be Pratinidhi, representative of mine, and go to Ayodhya and manage all the kingdom, and in the meantime, after 14 years, without a delay, I must return back. And thus, Bharat also wanted one thing, that you should donate him. What? Your sandal, wooden sandal. And then Ramchandra gave him, and he took on his head, return back. And as Ram was brahmachari ways, oh, he began to be like that. And even his mother came, but Maharani Kaikai, no mother, none. She was so risky. Jake priya naram vaidhi, tajiya naam shabu. Oh, any kripa, you. Yes.
Thank you.
Ayodhya.
But told, if Ram will delay one day even, then he will get her body to fall. Ram told, it cannot be. I will come sooner, one day before, and I will take the kingdom. Don't be best. And this, after that, Ramchandra went to Dandakaranya. At that demon, like Ravan, Kumbhakarna, like Meghna, so many. They were disturbing whole India, whole world. They used to take the young lady, beautiful lady. They disturb any yajna. If anyone is doing yajna, at once they used to
destroy that.
Thus, so many rishis and maharshis, they have eaten all them. Seeing the Ram, all the rishis, maharshis, they pray that you should save us. We have come to for sacrifice, fire, yajna, and to have increased the relation with God, Supreme Lord. So please save us. Then Ramchandra, he promised that he will do. And in the meantime, Ravan came, Kharbhushan. Surpanakha, you know, Surpanakha. This is like big soup. She came and saw Ram. Oh, beautiful. She could not check her. She fell from his form and became a very beautiful Rajkumari. And went to Ram, I want to marry you. You are only from me. And then Ramchandra told, oh, I have wife with Sita, you are seeing. So he is not with his wife, Lakshman, you can marry her. When he went, then Lakshman told, I am servant of Ram, so do you want to be queen or servant of? Oh, I want to be queen. Then go to Ram. And then he saw towards Sita and went to saw her. But Lakshman took his knife, sword and cut. No. And then he went to his brother, very powerful, Khar and Dusha. Khar means as donkey. Like Krishna has killed donkey and Pushana. So this was like donkey. Always in sense gratification, not knowing God and all these things. He and Dusan is toad, or bad quality. So they came to kill Ram, and fight was done, Ram killed them all, with so many. And then Ravan heard from Surpanakha. She told to his brother Ravan, oh, Sita is really a very beautiful lady. I wanted to bring Sita for you, but they cut my nose. You should take revenge. And then with marriage, he stolen away Sita anyway, and took her to his beautiful garden, Ashok Vatika, and kept with thousands of gods. In the meantime, Ram and Lakshman were searching Sita Devi. They saw Jatayu And then they came to Kiskindha. You know that Shankar Mahadev, he serves always Supreme Lord. He has become Gopeshwar Mahadev in Vrindavan. And serving, he became Hanuman to serve Sri Ramchandra. In also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Lila. Anyhow, he is there. So, Shankar always serving Krishna and his manifestations. So, Hanuman was there in Kiskindha and in disguise of a brahmachari with sweet words. You might have known that, who are you? Then Ramchandra told, I am Surbansi Raghukul Raja, Maharaj Dasarath's son. Anyhow, to fulfill these words, I have come to follow. But here, demons have stolen away my Sita. So I am searching. And then he took them to Maharaj Sugriva, who was also in forest. They went by his brother body. And how he killed Balu, he has killed. And then after killing Bali, Hanuman was sent to Lanka. And he went there. And he searched by the help of the Vishan there in Ashok Patika Sita. And he wanted to bring Sita on his back. But Sita told, no, I cannot touch anybody besides Ram. So please you should go and bring Ramchandra and he will take me. I will go only with her. And then he went in the Vatika, Pushpa Vatika, and he began to take fruits and trees. And then he killed his sons of Akshay Kumar and so many. And then they by Brahmastra, Meghnath, binded him and took him to council. Their round was sitting. And they wanted to kill him, but someone told, oh, the monkeys have their tails very, they like. So burn this tail. Then they began to cloth and kerosene oil. And he made his tails also miles and miles long. And then, when they gave it, that at once he made a very small fall and came out of that Brahmastra and jumping here and there in whole Lanka. Oh, he destroyed the whole Lanka. He gave a fall. And then, again he went to Maharani Sita and he told that I have brought one Anguthi, ring of Ram, that I am messenger of Ram. And he gave to Sita. And Sita told that, Hanuman told that you should also give me any your ornament that I can take and Ram should believe me. Then he gave his one ornament, Chandrika. And he took and at once came, and thus Ram, Lakshman and other monkeys in the guidance of Sugriva, Nalanil, Jamvant and others, they made a breach over. It seems that at that time there was no big boats, not this one. Or so many aeroplanes, only a special demigods he used to use, not for ordinary person. Anyhow, made the pool by the help of Nal and Nil, and they crossed 100, what, Yojan, ocean, and went to Lanka. and killed Ram, Ravan, Kumbhakaran, Meghnad and all four dynasty except Vibhishan. And he gave kingdom to Vibhishan. And with Sita, he went to Ajodhya. And next day, he took the kingdom, throne, and thus he began to rule over whole Ram Raji is very, very special. Still we dream for Ram Raji. In front of son, father never used to die. Nun men, very poor. All were very happy. And after that, Ramchandra ruled for 11,000 years. And after that he advised Sita in the law. And so many things were there. How Sita was again separated with Ram, and she felt separation mood. Ram also separation mood. But to keep the word and for the subject, he did so. But he never left Sita from the heart. He used to worship Sita, golden Sita. And then, that is why you see Vishnu Priya Devi. Searchers couldn't Mahaprabhu and return. You saw that Ram gave Sita as life, but in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. He left his house, mother, wife, everything, and he went to forest. And for this, Vishnu Priya couldn't, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to worship. Still that deity is there anywhere. So there are so many things. Go Pramanandri. After that you should continue and then you continue.
Hare Krishna, you are now sitting in front of the Lord, Mr. Krishna. If we